Right, let's go and talk some sport now to Paddy Wallace. Paddy, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's a strange wee line, but I think it's better than the wind isn't blowing just as much as I thought it might have been. Paddy, it's a big weekend for fans of Rory Best, and he certainly has many fans. Now, some people have been wondering, why this weekend? Why just in the middle of all of it might we never see Rory again? It's quarter-final time. Just put all of that in context for us, first of all, Paddy.
Yeah, Ulster have really turned the corner this year. They've obviously had a very trying year last year with the events that went on off the pitch, and a complete change in management. A lot of players moving on, and Ulster have really performed well since December and have pushed forward. They made the quarterfinals of the European Champions Cup, and they found themselves with a home quarterfinal in the Pro 14 League. So if they win this game, they will be playing probably away in Glasgow and won't have another home game. So it's Rory and Darren Caves' last match on home soil. And it's a very sad time for Ulster Rugby to see those two stalwarts hanging up the boots.
Is there a guarantee that they'll both play on Saturday?
I think certainly Rory has been struggling with a wee bit of an injury that he sustained during the quarterfinal against Leinster down at the Aviva. But all accounts is that he'll be fit and ready to go, and Darren, I'm sure, will feature in the 23, maybe coming off the bench. He captained the side last week against Leinster, and the guys did a great job to see him off. It was a nice occasion for him leading the team out last week, and they got a victory against Leinster.
Yeah, Darren Cave deserving of full recognition for his career, but I think most Ulster rugby players would accept that they've been in the shadow of Rory Best for so many years now. He just seems to continue to make his presence felt as a sportsman, as a gentleman, and as a statesman in many ways with the way that he represents Ireland.
He does, yeah. No, he was first and foremost a fantastic player on the pitch whenever I shared many a night at Ravenhill with him. And he's catapulted himself with the retirement of O'Driscoll and Paul O'Connell into captaining the Irish side. He's been on two British Lions tours. He's probably had more success than any Irish captain, winning the Grand Slam last year, winning a Six Nations title previously as well. He's won pretty much every accolade the sport can hand out, and rightfully held amongst the greats of Irish sport, up there with the George Best and the Dame Mary Peters. He's had a fantastic career, and he epitomises everything that is, what you'd want a leader and a sportsman locally to be. And he's certainly going to leave big boots to fill, but he's left a resounding legacy behind him.
Yeah, he's a bit of a marketing man's dream as well, isn't he? He's associated with so many products now, and he's seen as the sort of guy that everyone would want living in their street. He's just, as well as being a superbly successful sportsman, he has this nice bloke attitude about him, a man of common sense and a figure to be looked up to. What would you see his future? Is his future in some form of management? Is his future in the actual game? Is it in the media? What do you see Rory doing in the future, Paddy?
I think he'll have a wide variety of options. I mean, he comes from a farming background out at Points Pass. He has land around his house at Guildford now. Obviously, he is a very, very highly astute, clever, knowledgeable rugby mind. So he could go into coaching at the highest levels probably straight away. He could go into certainly a business management role. He could go into media. He has plenty of options available to him. But as you say, very humble guy, very relatable. As I say, he comes from a farming background. I was having a pint with him there a few weeks ago down in the Hart Bar, and being pestered for photos and chats from fans. And he certainly didn't turn his back. He was accommodating to everybody, and he's that shows the making of the man.
Yeah, the last time I came across him in public, he was trying to keep an eye on bulls he had at the Balmoral show, and he was walking through the crowds of the Balmoral show, and it just turned out to be a public appearance in the end, you know, and he has to be very patient because everyone wants to speak to him.
He does, yeah, and I think he's a very warm personality, and that rubs off, and you know, people go away from meeting him, you know, feeling better about themselves, and as I say, that's, you know, it's very hard to bottle up and quantify, but he's got that X factor, I guess you could say, and I'm sure he'll be back down to the Balmoral show again this summer, and farming might be still a big part of his life, certainly a big part of his family life. And he certainly won't forget his roots. So, you know, he's a very, very family-orientated man, his wife Jodie and his three kids. So he'll probably take time out after rugby, after the World Cup, to assess his options and see what's around the corner for him. But whatever he puts his hat to, I'm sure he'll be very successful.
Absolutely. And finally, do you think, can they go on and win the Pro 14s?
Well, certainly Darren Cave will be hoping so, because... if he plays in the next three games, he'll break Andrew Trimble's Ulster cap record, and that will be a really nice way for him to sign off. But yes, I think we're certainly capable. When we have a full side out, as we showed against Leinster, we can compete with anybody, you know, and we can win our home game against Connacht, and certainly we have every chance going over to Glasgow if we have a fit enough team. To run them very close and perhaps make a final in Glasgow.
Paddy, thank you very much indeed. Let's hope they can go and do it. And the best of luck to indeed Darren and to Rory. And may they continue to play, because as long as we're winning, they'll be in that team.